I think that if the media ever rouses itself, what they'll find is network after network of sexually active gay men who protected each other and promoted each other. This is a story that the media aren't eager to tell, though, so I don't know if it ever will be fully explored. It violates the narrative that the mainstream media has chosen, which is the only way you can ever write about homosexuality is with gays as victims of oppressors. And there's no way to fully understand this story of crisis in the Catholic Church without talking about the role of homosexual networks within the clergy. I'll tell you something, though. This is where I knew, Todd, that this was never going to be talked about in the media. Back in 2002, I was writing for National Review magazine in New York when the scandal broke big out of Boston. National Review sent me down to Dallas to cover the big Catholic bishops meeting, the first time they had met as a group since the scandal ripped a hole in the church. I went down there and was approached by a freelance reporter who was covering this for the Fox News channel. She asked me if I would meet with her to bring her up to speed on what was happening in the Catholic Church, because she just hadn't been covering it to that point. I gave her a list of who the big players were, what side they took, and so on. Then I got to the part about the homosexuality in the priesthood and why that was a big deal. She stopped me and said, "We can't talk about that. Orders from the top of the network don't go there." I remember being shocked by that. And I said, "You can't understand this story if you don't look at that aspect of it." She said, "I'm sorry. We're told from the top, ignore it." Now, if even Fox News Channel won't look at it, what hope does anybody have that the New York Times or the major networks will look at it?